The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hello there, folks. Yeah. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm going to be playing the role of Eric Metaxas.
Yay.
I hope you don't mind.
Yay.
I'm his understudy.
Yay.
And his overstudy.
Huh?
Alvin,
yes.
You're going to play yourself.
I'm going to try. I'm going to really try.
Now, look, folks, we've got a lot to get you updated on.
Yeah.
Today is Tuesday, August 9th. And August 8th, which is yesterday, is a day that should live in infamy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the FBI's raid on the president's home. We're going to talk about that because that is just one of the sickest things imaginable, and it's going to backfire very dramatically. But they might as well have taken a shot at him with a rifle. They should have done that just to speed things up, because they would have missed, and he will be reelected in a landslide in 2024. But what they did is going to backfire so badly. It's one of the most egregious things I've ever seen in my life. So I want to talk about, number one, we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have time. Number two, Albin, we've got to talk about the TV show.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Yesterday, last Friday, last Thursday, last Wednesday, we taped the talk show.
Yay!
A full-blown late-night TV talk show extravaganza with me as the host, Albin in the role of Ed McMahon, and
you are correct, sir.
Barely know how to do justice. I just want to say, seriously, it was a tremendous answer to many prayers.
Oh yeah,
it was an incredible blessing, folks. I just want to say the audience was insane, like an amazing, glorious, and energetic audience.
Yeah,
people came in from all over the country. We had friends flew in from Dallas, from Colorado Springs. People drove in from distant parts of New Jersey, and from, like, people came in from all kinds of yeah. places to be there. But I mean, where do we start? First of all, let's be clear. We taped four shows. Actually, we taped enough for five shows, and it was done with such excellence. No thanks to me, okay? I just show up and do my thing, and by God's grace, I think I did it well. But I want to say that the crew that we had, and the writers, and the kind of thing that you never really know, the behind the scenes of, yeah. of a late night show. I mean, whether it's The Tonight Show or Letterman or Fallon, or the crew behind pulling something like that off is astonishing.
Yeah.
Talent coordinators, like just crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday yeah. was the last of the four tapings, and my guest was George Hamilton.
Yep.
Now, if you've seen Hamilton on Broadway, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
George Hamilton, honestly, was all of our A-list guests. When I say A-list, I mean the first guest to kind of anchor the show. The first one was Carol Alt, supermodel Carol Alt. Could not have been more gracious, generous, friendly. I mean, just
yeah.
delightful. God bless Carol Alt. And she gave us her contact information. She's going to be on this show. She's going to be in this studio. We're going to get Carol Alt here, and you can hear from her. The next day, we had Vincent Pastore, one of the stars of The Sopranos,
mm-hmm.
similarly unbelievably gracious, generous. I just was just astonished, because these are, you know, kind of big stars. They were utterly unfailingly sweet and gracious. Friday was like a dream come true. Danny Bonaducci, Danny from the Partridge Family, that guy was so full of fun, joy. It was just incredible. Now, and then yesterday was George Hamilton. I got to say this because people are wondering, how can I see this? When's this going to air? Here's the answer. I don't know, but it will air. And if you're subscribed to my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com, you go there and sign up for the newsletter. Have I ever mentioned this? ericmetaxas.com. If you sign up for the newsletter, we will probably be posting clips only on the newsletter, okay? So go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. But we've got clips of all these guests and many more that I haven't mentioned.
Yeah.
And we will let you know when this will air, how this will air, what network this will air on. You know, CBS may decide to put this on, you know, following Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But the point is that we don't know yet, right? Because I think that when we get these episodes out there, people are going to say, hey, this is pretty good.
We are looking for the 3 to 4 a.m. slot on CBS.
That's what we're looking
for. That's our goal.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, this is going to be probably on multiple platforms, to be honest. It's going to be, that's my guess, because TV has changed so dramatically. So these episodes will air. We will post what we can. We will post a lot of photos, but we will post clips of these things coming up because we want you to see. I mean, for example, just before we turned on this microphone, just now, my phone rings and it says George Hamilton. And I'm thinking, how did this punk get my number? George Hamilton, okay, who was my guest, the main guest yesterday, he has been a Hollywood icon since the 50s.
Yeah.
I literally don't know how he got my phone number or how his name would come up. It wouldn't just say unknown or something.
Yeah, right.
But he just called to thank me for the show. And he went on and on. Just so gracious that I want to faint. I just think, thank you, Lord, for your kindness to me in all of these
and
guests.
He said he researched you inside and out. He loved how you dressed and all that. So he came on in a big deal.
He went on and on about my sense of style. This is a guy who is the icon of style. I mean, this guy for his whole career has been absolutely movie star, good look. So, yeah, he's saying he researched me. He's commenting on my clothes. I was like, you know, embarrassed. And then he evidently researched my views on things, and he just was so wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we're going to air a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
We also had yesterday, now you think I'm making this up, we had Mike the Situation from the Jersey Shore. He was on, and he and I played cornhole together.
Yeah.
And I have never... When I threw my bean bag I got it like if I've played cornhole over the years, you know, here and there, I have never hit it that perfectly. Like it was like designed. It was like if we did it 1,000 times to get one, and I was like,
Because we were going to do a joke where you threw it to me, and then I was going to throw it into the hole, but you threw it right into the hole.
I threw it into the hole, but I mean into the hole with like no rim. Like it was high speed, no rim. I've never seen anything like it. So I thought, we're going to go out on an up note. So we played, cornhole with Mike the Situation. Come on. It was incredible.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
We had yesterday Ian Flanagan, who was on The Voice. And by the way, what a voice. What a singer, singer-songwriter, Ian Flanagan.
Yeah, his story,
too. He performed.
Wow.
Last week, we had Konstantin Maroulis, the Greek rock god, Broadway star, Tony-nominated. But on and on and on. We had NBA superstar John Sally was my guest yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, frankly, the whole thing... was astonishing, and I want to thank everybody who's involved. But we will be putting stuff like that out.
Yeah, and it was in the beautiful TBN theater, thanks to the TBN crew first and foremost. They did such a great job.
It was incredible. Now we've got a number of weird things to share.
Yes.
Maybe we could save it for the next set. We want to give this the time it deserves, and then we need to talk about what happened to the president. But there's some other crazy things. I'll say one thing before we go. We're doing a fundraiser with Food for the Poor, and folks, we need your help. This is not a political thing. This is families that are suffering in Ukraine, and you know that if you're suffering, it's not a political issue. It's the fact you're suffering. We want to show the love of God to these people. So we're asking you to go to our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. We do need your help. MetaxasTalk.com. Give what you can. Give it to God, folks, and God will use it. When we come back, we have lots more to share about the talk show and about a number of things and about what happened in Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Don't go away. Oh, no. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Hey, folks, you run a small business, but who's running your HR? If the answer is no one, remember that one employee complaint can turn your world upside down. That's why you need Bambi. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. First, Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. Then your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance available by phone, email, or real-time chat. An in-house HR manager can cost up to $80,000 a year, but with Bambi, your dedicated HR manager starts at just $99 a month. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Bambi has received thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, and their customers are four times less likely to have a claim filed against them. You run your business. Let Bambi run your HR. Go to Bambi.com/Metaxas right now for your free HR audit. Bambee.com/Metaxas.
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
Uh-oh, we forgot to mention my guest today, ladies and gentlemen. In case Albin and I are boring you, if you hang on a little bit longer, Naomi Wolf.
Wow.
Naomi Wolf. There's a patriot. There's somebody who understands the Constitution. There's somebody who has taken it on the chin, a hero. Mm-hmm. I'm privileged to have her on this program. Naomi Wolf is going to be on this program. And we've got, just this whole week, we've got tons of insane stuff. Yeah. But Naomi Wolf's coming up. Tomorrow, John Zmirak is going to let it fly about what happened at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. We also have Jerome Corsi's coming up, too. He's
Oh, my gosh.
He'll be in the studio. So yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jerome Corsi. All right, so we've got some, like, really exciting. We've got way more stuff than we can even get to. We are in the future. We're going to have everybody that was on the TV show is going to be on this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get to see me interact with them. Carol Alt will be on here, the supermodel, who, again, was just so gracious and delightful. God bless her.
And very funny, too.
Oh, totally. Well, they all were funny. That's what's interesting. They all were funny, gracious, kind.
There was just a spirit of fun and funniness and all that good stuff.
It was phenomenal. We've got Tony and Lauren Dungy. Tony Dungy, they're going to be on this program coming up. We just got tons of stuff to look forward to. But we've got to just say, since we've taped four episodes of the show, we just want to share some more of the things that happened. And then, Albin, I want you to share the dream you had last night. Not yet.
Yeah.
But Albin had a dream. I think this is what we call a prophetic dream.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not, but I actually think it was.
In a way, I hope not, but it's, anyway. No, okay. I'll tell you what led into it in a whole
nine yards. All right, so a couple of announcements before we continue. Yesterday, you, Albin, forwarded me an email that some of you know, Steve Brown of Key Life Ministries. I've been on his program, you know, probably once a year or something. When I have a book comes out or something like that, they had a podcast recently where the person running the podcast, who has been in ministry for decades, said that my book, I have a copy here, Is Atheism Dead?, was probably the most important book he's read in 25 years. Mm. Now, when I read that, you know, when I looked up who said this, I thought that that has to be on the cover of the paperback, because that you cannot imagine somebody saying something more affirming. And I don't mean affirming to me as a person, but, you know, when you write a book, you just, you want it to count. I want everybody to read it. I got a note from our friend Lee Habib yesterday, yeah, who writes for Newsweek and all kinds. He's amazing. Lee, mm-hmm, Habib, we had on this program many times, that he just read the book and he's flipped out about it. And I really do believe that, you know, God wanted me to collect this evidence for God, for the God of the Bible, and to put it in a book, just because we haven't had anything like that recently, to put it out there so that everybody can read it and everybody can see that science, archaeology, and philosophy, and everything else points to the God of the Bible. It's like this new evidence. But when I read that yesterday, I said, I want to mention that on the air, because that was one of the most, now it's embarrassing that I can't think of the name of the person, so we will, I put it on my social media, and we'll get it out there. But I was so blown away when somebody says the most important book I've read in 25 years and probably more important than my Bonhoeffer book. I just want to say thank you to that person for saying something so kind. But I think it underscores the fact that I don't write these books for myself. I'm trying to arm people with the truth, because we are in a battle. And so I had to say that yeah. I wanted. So Is Atheism Dead? Obviously, you can get all these books at my website, yeah, ericmetaxas.com. Anyway, all of our websites. Yeah. Now, Albin.
Yes, sir.
We've got to talk about your dream.
Yeah, well.
Because yesterday night when I got home after taping the George Hamilton, I was on such a high and exhausted. We had dinner with friends. And a friend of mine, a very dear friend in Florida, texted something about, I'm despairing about the country. I feel like I've lost hope for the country. And I read it and I thought, that's uncharacteristic of my friend, Martha. I said, that doesn't sound, what is that? And I didn't really, and it wasn't until I was just about to go to sleep that I looked and I read that the FBI had raided President Trump's home.
Yeah.
Now, I want to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, because there are some people that are motivated by anger. There are people that hate him so much that they don't really care about the facts. And that tells you everything you need to know. If you have somebody on the facts, I'm on your side. If you have somebody on the facts, if somebody behaves in a way that is lawless and that deserves to be treated this way by the FBI, I'm on your side. I'm on the side of truth and justice and the American way. But when we have weaponized our government, which, by the way, we are the government, we pay for every FBI agent that did that. I paid them, and you paid them to do that, okay? They work at our pleasure. We, the people, we are free people who govern ourselves, and we hire people to do what needs doing. So when the FBI and the Department of Justice are weaponized in this political way, there's a lot to say. First of all, it is as un-American as it gets.
Yes.
I mean, this makes George III look like a nice guy. Mm-hmm. This is astonishing, because George III was ruling colonists, okay? There was no Declaration of Independence. There was no Constitution. So what he did, as wrong as it was, you have some context. But when you have this done by government agencies in a country that is free, that has a Constitution, that has Declaration of Independence, it ought to be astonishing. If you're not astonished by it, it means you're ignorant of what America is, who we are, what liberty is. And it's why I talk about it. It's why I wrote my book, my book, If You Can Keep It, because we need to understand what it means to govern ourselves. And we need to know that when something like this happens, this is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. This is unprecedented. unprecedented. This amounts to an act of war against we the people.
Yeah.
The people that elected Donald Trump, you know, we've been slapped in the face 1,000 times, January 6th, over and over and over again, the way we the people who elected him, I believe, twice, not once, have been slapped in the face and told, we've been told, shut up, do as you're told. You don't do that in a free country. And if you try to do that, you reveal yourself to be the enemies of liberty. And so what happened yesterday was it was like the Boston Massacre. It's like when you say, okay, now it's on. Now it's on. What you have done reveals your desperation, reveals you don't care about the rule of law. You don't care about we the people, the American people. You have disdain for the people who are those who govern this country, we the people. You have disdain for the citizens of America by behaving this way, because we know, what are they going to find on Donald Trump? They're trying to smear him so badly that he's politically crippled, is what they think. But they're doing just the opposite. This is going to backfire dramatically as anything can backfire. We've got way more time because I want to cover all this stuff. Albin, no joke, you had a dream last night. This you don't have dreams like this.
No, I don't. And before I get into that, if Donald Trump is not on every network today talking about what happened, if they don't allow Donald Trump, and I'm talking to you, Fox, on to say what happened personally, that tells you everything you need to know. You already knew this about the media, but that tells you everything you know. They won't even go to the man himself. They won't let him on.
No, this is going to be a second American revolution, not with guns, not with guns, but this is a second American revolution where we the people are going to stand up. We're going to say enough. Now, by the way, if you don't, if you say, oh, it's over, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
If you do not fight with every ounce that you have to stand against this, to be a poll watcher, to get involved, to get elected, if you can get elected, if you don't get involved now, the country will go the way of all flesh, in part thanks to you and to your doing nothing. So we need to all do what we can.
Yeah, now let me set up how I got to the dream, because I got home from the show. It was great on a high. Coming home, Ann's like, hey, have something to eat. And she told me, she showed me before I went to bed, she said, take a look at this video of Joe Biden, Uncle Joe Biden, trying to put his jacket on and how his wife was trying to help him. And I'm not kidding, he looked like he was an extra in a George Romero film. I'm telling you, he's wandering around, and I
He looked like a zombie, and this was just like yesterday.
Yes,
okay?
It was just yesterday.
So,
okay.
So this is an actual video of him. Now, we're not going to play it, but if you saw the video, it makes him look like a sad, pathetic old man.
Right. And then she said, you know, the Mar-a-Lago was raided, and they're going through Trump's stuff. I'm like, I've never heard of that before. That is absolutely crazy.
There's nothing to compare to it in our history.
So it's in the back of my head when I go to bed, right? And I'm ready to fall asleep. And in my dream, and I don't know if we have enough time for me to get to it in this segment.
No.
But that's the cliffhanger.
Okay, that's cliffhanger. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. We're going to be back also with Naomi Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to remind you, we really desperately need your help. Food for the Poor. We're going to give you the phone number later, but you can go to MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, we really need your help. Please do what you can. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. We'll give you the phone number.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, welcome back. In a couple of minutes, we bring on Naomi Wolf to talk about the news of the day. But Albin, so again, there's so much here, folks. So last night, you saw the video and showed you the video of him, of Biden struggling to put on a jacket. And then you heard about the FBI raid on Donald Trump. This is like, you think we're making this up. This happened yesterday, that the FBI, okay, these bums, these anti-American stooges, okay, who not the ones who executed the raid, but those who put them up to it, that they did this. This is a slap in the face of Uncle Sam, of Lady Liberty, and of every single American. I don't care what side you're on politically. But so, Albin, you had a dream. You don't normally do this. I thought, this is too weird. Let's share this with
us. I've had a couple dreams like this in my life, and I just hope this isn't a true dream. But it's funny. I'm writing notes on the train coming in to the studio today, and I just wrote on scraps of paper because I didn't have my notebook. But anyway, so I go to sleep, and in my dream, and it's very vivid. That's why it was, like, unusual. Because usually it's like you wake up and I can't remember what I dreamed. It was something about a guy and
a chicken
or something.
So this is a particularly vivid dream.
So in this dream, Joe Biden's on TV and he's handing over the reins of power to a guy that looks like a tin pot dictator. He's dressed with like the military uniform and he looks kind of like a schmo and a jerk.
So he looks like Gaddafi. He looks like one of these
those guys.
One of these South American dictators.
And I'm seeing in the dream that people around the country are watching this and like the transfer of power to this tin pot dictator. And the reaction, I'm thinking like, this is crazy. This is unbelievable. But the reaction from the people watching all over the country was like, well, that's okay. As long as he doesn't take away my video games and doesn't take away my abortion rights and as long as he doesn't take away my cross-dressing, you know, children's story hour and things like that. As long as he doesn't touch the things I like, it's okay. I don't care who's running the country. As long as you don't take away the things I want and I find sacred, you know, take away whatever else. But that's okay. I'm okay with whoever's in charge as long as I can do whatever I want.
Okay, now the reason when you shared that with me, I said that's so interesting because that's the definition of tyranny, right? In other words, you have someone comes in, they basically take power from you, and if you don't fight back, you're complicit. And we have enough Americans today that don't know what liberty is, don't know the blessings of freedom, don't know the price you have to pay to keep the republic. And those are the people who are easily governed from without, from above, by a tyrant, by somebody who says, I'm going to tell you what to do, and I'm going to give you a few of the things you want to keep you quiet. So I'm going to give you, you know, I'm going to pay your student loans. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you, I'm going to lower prices I'm going to use the government to basically give you money to bribe your silence and your quiet, to bribe your inaction, to say you shut up and do as you're told and we'll give you what you need. That is what you have in the Soviet Union. That's what you have. In other words, it's hard power and soft power that they will use what they can to bribe you if it's fear, okay? So we're going to raid Mar-a-Lago. We're going to raid the home of Roger Stone. We're going to kick down Brandon Strock's door. We're going to terrorize these good people just as a warning to you that if you get out of line, that will happen to you. Then we will give you some things so that if you don't fear that, you're just going to be bribed into kind of going along like, yes, we're going to go along with it. And so that's effectively, it kind of sums up where we are as a nation. We're at the precipice.
And this shows, too, if you're still out there in the 2020 election, you still believe that conspiracy theory that it was the most secure election in American history, these people were around months and months and months before the 2020 election. You think they sat back and said, I believe that it's one vote and one, you know, one person, one vote. And that's sacrosanct. We will not steal any election.
That's the point, is that these people have overplayed their hand yesterday by doing this to President Trump. He's our president, folks. If they did this to anybody, they did this to President Obama, okay? I'm telling you, folks, you better know what you're doing if you're going to treat a president that way, okay? Now, if it's real, I'm on your side. But the way they did this and the way they've done this to others, whether it's Brandon Strock or our friend Simone Gold, who's in jail for doing nothing. When you see these things happening, if you are paying any attention, you say, oh, these people are desperate. These people are scared to death. They're going to lose power. They want power. They will sell their souls. They have sold their souls for power. They don't care. And so the level of desperation reveals where they're coming from. It reveals that they have no ethics. They don't care about stealing an election. They don't care about, hey, let's make sure this was a fair election. They care about basically silencing dissent, crushing dissent. They have tried to do it to me big time, and not like many of the people that I've mentioned. But believe me, this is real. We are living in historical times right now, and you have to decide what side you're on.
Yeah, know the truth, people. Know the truth.
So before we go to Naomi Wolf, let me just remind you, ladies and gentlemen, a couple things. Here's the phone number for the Food for the Poor, and we'll do this again in hour two. But we need your help. There are folks in Ukraine who are suffering. They've been driven away from their homes. They can't feed their kids. We're just appealing to you out of your generosity to do what you can. So the phone number, I hope some of you will please do this right now, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Let me spell it, 844-863-HOPE. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. We'll be right back with Naomi Wolf.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me. Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Folks, welcome back. It's now my privilege and joy to have as my guest for the rest of the show, Naomi Wolf. Naomi, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk to you about 100 things. First of all, your book is out. We spoke about it, but there's a lot more to say. It's titled The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. Because today is today, I have to say that when I read The New Authoritarians, the idea that the FBI, you don't have to like Trump. Folks, this is not about that. This is about the rule of law. This is about, are we free people governing ourselves, or have we entered a new era? And I have to tell you, and Naomi, you probably know this, but you know, Brandon Strock had his door broken down by the FBI. They're terrorizing people. Simone Gold, you must know Simone Gold. She's in jail because she's a doctor who had the temerity to talk about the vaccines as a bad thing. And she, what we're seeing right now, it's nothing less than astonishing. It's frankly hard to believe that it's happening in our lifetimes, that we're seeing this kind of thing. But you don't only acknowledge it, you've written a book about it.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, this is horribly, horribly predictable based on the trends that I analyzed in The Bodies of Others. But it's still such a shock. And I just want to kind of publicly and formally apologize on behalf, like I'm not aligned with the Democrats, but I voted for them. I voted for this administration. And I just truly am so sorry and just want to, words can't express how appalled and horrified I am to witness that people I voted for are tasking our law enforcement with terrorizing private citizens in a way that is really reminiscent of the Stasi and the black shirts.
It's simply amazing. And I think part of the beauty of what is happening right now is that we're seeing a realignment. In other words, I think that there are tons of people like yourself who are looking around and thinking, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this. A party is behaving in this way, I need to distance myself from that party. There are many people in the Republican Party, similarly, who are looking at complacent, bureaucratic hacks who call themselves Republicans. And you say, well, wait a second, you're not representing me. You may have an R in front of your name, but your values are as far from my values as anyone on the Democrat side. So we're seeing a tremendous realignment because suddenly things have gotten so bad in the last 2 years. We've seen so much of this stuff played out, stuff that you were warning people about. And in my own way, I've been trying to warn people about. So suddenly, in a sense, there is a realignment, which I think ultimately is healthy because we're talking about things we all agree with, like the idea of the human, the idea of liberty. We haven't been, talking about those things so much. We kind of took that stuff for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. I do see what you're seeing. I think it has to get, it's our only hope, really, for people to realize that this is not a left versus right battle anymore. We need to really almost get rid of those labels. They're not helpful. But it's us, humanity, against a handful of oligarchs and the Chinese Communist Party and the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other bad actors who have basically held this White House hostage. I think that Hunter Biden's laptop and the book about Hunter Biden's laptop is very germane to what we're seeing now, because this is a puppet government, and it's China and its evil allies in the WEF and the WHO and so on are dictating what happens. And I don't think it's an accident that they tasked. I mean, it's not just President Trump. It's Steve Bannon, with whom I speak regularly. They've sent a SWAT team into his house for no reason that I could, no reason, like some alleged something that wasn't there. I mean, the fact is that there is a war against us in the West, as I've described in the book. There's a war against Americans in particular. And now there's literally, our government is making war on us as citizens, and symbolically doing so through this duly elected president, and breaking into his home and taking things with or without a duly executed warrant. I have no idea, but it's a demonstration of terror. And I just want to say one last thing about this, if I may. At times like this is, step 10 of my 10 steps to fascism, right? Emergency law, extend emergency law, and then deploy the thugs. I mean, this is just how it works. Deploy the militias, take people. The next step is they take people to a gulag or a Guantanamo type place or a quarantine camp outside the rule of law. That's the next step. The reason I bring this up is, they're not identical by any means, but this demonstration of a show of force against President Trump is designed to frighten everybody. And it frightens me personally, because I found out last Friday, or rather the Friday before last, that through an America First legal FOIA request, Eric, that I had been targeted by the CDC personally, that the CDC had lifted out a tweet of mine that proved to be absolutely accurate and prescient about the vaccinated women experiencing menstrual problems. And on the basis of that accurate tweet, instructed Twitter and Facebook and Google basically to take me down. And I was taken down, as you may recall. And I described this on the receiving end in The Bodies of Others. I was kind of globally smeared. My house wasn't broken into, but news platforms that used to run me, beseech me to appear and to write for them, now don't speak to me. I'm a non-person. My book, which has been a bestseller for 2 months, has not had a mention in the legacy media. Like, these aren't physical threats. But, you know, investors have withdrawn. Fellowships have been suspended. I mean, I know what it's like on the basis of this to be singled out by the government of the United States and turned into a non-person or kind of a digital refugee, basically a digital dissident, kind of a targeted person digitally. And I guess the reason I bring this up is it is a short step from knowing that I'm on a government list, seeing the evidence, right? To look at what happened to President Trump and thinking, you know, what are they going to do to me? And it's chilling because I've engaged counsel to sue the government. Well, the government is breaking into people's homes now. You know, how is that going to affect all of us who are speaking up and speaking out? It's designed to intimidate us.
That's exactly correct, folks. We got lots more today with Naomi Wolf. Her book is The Bodies of Others. Don't go away.
Where the darlings on the sideline dreaming up such cherished lies to whisper in the aria before you die.
Folks, we return with Naomi Wolf, her brand new book, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. Now, Naomi, when you say the war against the human, this is where I see this extraordinary convergence. I mean, because we're living in such bizarre times. But when you leap to this idea of the war against the human, you're positing humanity as a good thing. And you're saying that those on the other side, these authoritarians, are somehow, wittingly or unwittingly, anti-human. Just talk about that for a moment.
Sure. And I have sadly a ton more evidence of their war on humanity, you know, since the time we last talked, Eric. It's truly terrifying. So in my book, I make the case that, as I mentioned, these bad guys, right, this loose alliance of the World Economic Forum, the WHO, Chinese Communist Party, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, governments, and big tech, used the pandemic of the last 2 years and used medical or public health messaging as cover for their real intentions, which we're seeing play out now. They were pretty successful. Their real intentions were to dissolve human civilization and to weaken human beings and to transfer assets and power and control from human beings as a group, but especially from the middle and working classes, to them themselves. And they've been largely successful. Let's just take two examples. The lockdown directive, right? It didn't help. The data are in. It didn't help in terms of stopping the spread. It totally helped in terms of crushing businesses that couldn't afford to stay closed for 6 months, a year, over a year. Small businesses, mom and pop shops, small landlords. But Amazon is open, right? Etsy is open. So you saw these companies go up 20 to 25% market share, and people's habits completely changed. Individual industries like education technology, that was a dud, right? But and healthy young people are no risk from COVID, virtually statistically insignificant. Children, no risk statistically. But close the schools, close the universities. EduTech, which is the investors or tech companies, is up hundreds of millions of dollars. It was hemorrhaging money before. Just close the classrooms. Worship was closed. Town halls were closed. Concerts and theaters were closed by fiat. Well, where do you go? You go onto digital platforms. So Zoom and Microsoft and Nintendo, kids can't play with their friends, right? Are up 20 to 25% net revenue. But most importantly, those ties, those communities, those promises, church and synagogue, you know, going to town hall meetings, bowling with your friends, meeting people in a bar, those got dissolved, right? Concerts, the practice of going to concerts. And so all of us were weakened and driven onto these digital platforms where our data could be harvested and we could be surveilled. And that was really the driver for the vaccine passport. The vaccines were the door to the vaccine passport, which was rolled out in Europe and in Israel and in Australia and New Zealand. That basically what the tech companies did was they created a paywall between human beings and human society and commerce and fellowship and civilization. That's what they wanted. And then think about other directives of the pandemic, like the masking. Data show 150 studies doesn't stop the spread of infectious disease. What it does do effectively is stop the spread of human communication and culture. If you can't speak to another human being well, you're disempowered. Children are struggling even to articulate. And then there are things that humans can still do better than machines, right? So one smile makes people other people happier than any number of emojis. But if you cover the smiles, machines...
We're going to go to a break, but we have you, Naomi Wolf, for the second hour. Folks, don't go away. There is so much more that needs to be said. Couldn't be more important. The book is The Bodies of Others. Naomi Wolf is my guest.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.